Good morning.
It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, you say this all the time, but this happened to me yesterday. Bumped into someone who listens to the station. They began to comment on everything they listened to. I said, did you put something in the lockbox at WAMC.org?
They will. They will. You know, it's always amazing. Somebody wrote me yesterday and said, why don't you have the whole lockbox for the whole $1 million? And I said, hey, if the lockbox fills up with $1 million, believe me, that there won't be a fund drive.
Right.
But of course, there are those of us who like the fund drive. It's a way that we can respond. They've been taking a day and a half, whatever it is that we can do, we'll do it. But the one thing is that we all know that we have to keep it going. We have to keep the light going. We have to keep the light on. We have to do whatever we can to make this thing that we have all developed together go. It's that simple. There's no magic to it. If everybody does something, we will be done in no time at all. You know, David, I saw one study that said that we had 500,000 people who listen to this radio station every month. So that's a lot of people. If everybody does something, we will have that $1 million in the lockbox. And wouldn't that be grand?
WAMC.org. It's the easiest way to do it. And we love whatever you can do.
Yeah, I think everybody will. You know, it's just a matter of a moment and saying, okay, this is my moment to put $5 in or to put $5,000 in. We've seen them both. But whatever it is, if everybody does a little something, we'll be there.
Well, Alan, let's turn to the national headlines. The confrontation between Judge Brett Kavanaugh and his accuser, says the New York Times, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, devolved into a stalemate as Democrats and Republicans advanced competing narratives. The Times editorializes this morning, everyone deserves better than this Senate spectacle.
Well, the Times is right. You know, David, if the FBI investigates, what's wrong with that? The president says the FBI has investigated Kavanaugh all of these times, but now we have a specific charge. They can get right to it. There was supposed to be another person in the room. There were other people outside the room. All these people could be contacted, and we could have some good information. What's the reason for not doing it? There is no reason. The Republicans are saying, hey, well, that's our job in the Senate. Well, you're not trained investigators to do that. Some of you have been prosecutors, but you're not doing that hard work. So it seems to me it's the right thing to do. But you know, David, in this country, there is a tremendous split between women and men. I know where I am. I'm on the side of the women on this. But I have to say, there is going to be a tremendous reckoning at the polls. If, in fact, Kavanaugh is approved, that's what the Republicans are scared to death of. They desperately want to approve this guy, and they probably will. He'll be saddled with the reputation of having done this no matter what happens now. We see people like McCaskill, a Democrat who would have gone the other way ordinarily, saying, nope, she's going to vote against. We are watching now as Republicans are scared to death of what the women's vote is going to do to them in this country. So they're doing what we used to call humma, humma, humma. Okay, we'll give you this chance, we'll give you that chance. But if, in fact, the accuser doesn't show up, they're going to do it. I guarantee you they will get out there and they will pass this thing. And people like Collins and some of the others will go along with it and he will be approved. Because that's what they really want.
Alan, as we see the Republican challenger to Governor Andrew Cuomo, Mark Molinaro, the Dutchess County executive, doing a Cuomo corruption tour, blasting the governor for various corruption trials involving his closest aides, perhaps his closest, Joseph Prococo, executive deputy secretary, who will be in a Manhattan courthouse today for his sentencing after being found guilty of corruption, most certainly headed to prison.
Well, he is. The question is how long. You know, it could go from anywhere from 2 years to 7 years. The judge has been tough in the past, the same judge who sentenced Shelley Silver. So this is not good for Cuomo. There's a huge article in the paper this morning about Prococo and what the risk is to Cuomo. Because, after all, Prococo was one of the closest people, both to Mario Cuomo and to Andrew Cuomo. There's no getting around that. You could say that Andrew Cuomo didn't know a thing about Prococo and his, you know, over and over again asking for more ziti from, meaning whatever the payoffs were, from Todd Howe. But in fact, it is a terrible situation for Cuomo because he wasn't on top of his own people. I mean, he's supposed to be the administrator. He's the guy who chooses them. And then he says, well, it's very hurtful. I didn't know anything about it. Well, you should have known something about it. That's what people are thinking. On the other hand, I don't see how Cuomo loses this election, to be honest with you. It's a Trump year. Cuomo is extremely popular in New York City in particular. If he's not popular, people know his name. So I think, you know, he's got a lot of money. He'll spend it on the campaign. The Republicans are going to have an uphill fight because Trump is so unpopular in New York State. So it's going to hurt Cuomo, but I don't see how it kills him. That's for sure.
Our political observer, Alan Chertok, joining us. That lockbox is open 24/7. If you love the station, it's the right thing to do.
And people do love it, and I think people will do the right thing. Come on, everybody, let's go.
WAMC.org.